Hello, it is Tuesday, February 6th, 2024, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan in view as we, together as a family of families, through God's Word, seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm 20, Genesis 36, 9-43, and Matthew 13, 10-23. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May He send you help from the sanctuary and give you support from Zion. May He remember all your offerings and regard with favor your burnt sacrifices, Selah. May He grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May we shout for joy over your salvation and in the name of our God set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves His anointed. He will answer him from His holy heaven with the saving might of His right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. They collapse and fall, but we rise and stand upright. O Lord, save the king. May He answer us when we call. Genesis 36, 9-43. These are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites, in the hill country of Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau; Raul, the son of Basmath, the wife of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kinzah. Timnah was a concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son. She bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These are the sons of Adah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Raul, Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the sons of Basmath, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, the daughter of Zeboim, Esau's wife. She bore to Esau Jeush, Jalam, and Korah. These are the chiefs of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, the chiefs Teman, Omar, Zepho, Kenaz, Korah, Gatan, and Amalek. These are the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Adah. These are the sons of Raul, Esau's son, the chiefs Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizah. These are the chiefs of Raul in the land of Edom. These are the sons of Basmath, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Oholibamah, Esau's wife, the chiefs Jeush, Jalam, Korah. These are the chiefs born of Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, that is Edom, and these are their chiefs. These are the sons of Seir, the Horite, the inhabitants of the land, Lotam, Shobal, Zimbayam, Anah, Dishon, Ezar, and Dishan. These are the chiefs of the Horites, the sons of Seir in the land of Edom, the sons of Lotan, where Horai and Hemam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. These are the sons of Shobal, Alvan, Manahath, Elbal, Shepho, and Onam. These are the sons of Zibeon, Aya, and Anah. He is the Anah who found the hot springs in the wilderness as he pastured the donkeys of Zibeon, his father. These are the children of Anah, Dishon, and Oholibamah, the daughter of Anah. These are the sons of Dishon: Hemdan, Eshban, Etharan, and Chiran. These are the sons of Ezer: Bilhan, Zavan, and Akan. These are the sons of Dishan: Uz, and Aran. These are the chiefs of the Horites, the chiefs Lotan, Shobal, Zibeam, Anna, Dishon, Ezer, and Dishan. These are the chiefs of the Horites, chief by chief in the land of Seir. These are the kings who reigned in the land of Edom before any king reigned over the Israelites. Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, the name of the city being Dinhabah. Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his place. Jobab died, and Husham of the land of the Temanites reigned in his place. Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who defeated Midian in the country of Moab, reigned in his place, the name of his city being Avivah. Hadad died, and Shamlah of Masaraka reigned in his place. Shamlah died, and Shaul of Rehoboth on the Euphrates reigned in this place. Shaul died, and Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his place. Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his place, the name of his city being Pau. His wife's name was Mehetabel, the daughter of Metred, daughter of Mizahab. These are the names of the chiefs of Esau, according to their clans and their dwelling places, by their names, the chiefs, Timnah, Alva, Jetheth, Olabama, Allah, Pinon, Kenaz, Timan, Mibzar, Magdil, and Iram. These are the chiefs of Edom, that is Esau, the father of Edom, according to their dwelling places, in the land of their possession. Matthew 13:10-23. Then the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And he answered them, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, 'You will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And while tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.